Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, May 19th, 2017. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Here are the stories in our rundown today. The FCC voted to begin rolling back net neutrality rules. Consumer groups are opposing what they call the mother of all anti-regulation bills in the U.S. Senate, and a new report finds the GOP health bill could be especially harmful for seniors and people with disabilities. The Federal Trade Commission voted 2-1 Thursday to review net neutrality rules, opening the door to undoing the Obama-era regulations that place strict oversight on cable and telecom companies. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai says the rules represent a bureaucratic straitjacket on the industry. Net neutrality rules ensure internet providers treat all web traffic equally and fairly. Stakeholders and the public have 90 days to weigh in. In more consumer news, Republicans in Congress are wasting no time making good on promises to roll back regulations they say hinder economic growth and jobs. Eric Galatis has more.
A bill making its way through the U.S. Senate is being challenged by business leaders and consumer groups. Proponents say the Regulatory Accountability Act will ensure that health and environmental regulations are transparent and based on the best available science. Critics say the law's true purpose is to make it impossible for federal agencies to pass any new protections. Beverly Hanstrom runs a medical waste disposal company in Aurora. She calls the move an effort by big business to pollute without accountability.
Why would we want less oversight? Everybody needs healthy food. Then there's the EPA. They're supposed to strengthen and enforce rules to protect clean air, clean water, clean land. Less is not going to be beneficial to anybody.
National environmental groups say the measure would essentially ban agencies from keeping pesticides and bacteria such as salmonella out of food, keeping lead out of water, and from preventing exposure to known carcinogens such as asbestos.
Alaska Natives are touring the Southwest this week, drumming up support for a bill in Congress to ban oil and gas drilling in parts of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Two women from the Gwich'in tribe spoke in Tucson yesterday and will speak in Phoenix today. They're showing a short film about the battle to save their ancestral homeland on the wildlife refuge and the porcupine caribou herd that sustains it. Bernadette Dementiev with the Gwich'in Steering Committee says her people have been fighting off development for 28 years because the herd is central to their way of life.
Just like the Native Americans with the buffalo, they have that spiritual and cultural connection. That's the same connection that we have to the porcupine caribou herd. The Gwich'in Nation used to migrate with the caribou herd for over 20,000 years. What befalls the caribou befalls the Gwich'in.
House Resolution 1889, the Udall-Eisenhower Arctic Wilderness Act, would designate as wilderness 1.5 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, protecting it from extractive industries. I'm Suzanne Potter.
A summit in Colorado this week outlined what could be new benchmarks for transforming the entire global economy.
The Regenerative Future Summit brought in top thinkers, economists, and sustainability experts to expand on the concepts of former J.P. Morgan investment executive John Fullerton, who realized after 2 decades in finance that the corporate system largely isn't working for humanity. Brian Weinberg is chief operating officer for Fuller's now 5-year-old endeavor, the Capital Institute, which he says aims to reconstruct the entire world economic model.
It's really the evolution of the sustainability movement, which is not, you know, break even, do less bad, but let's add value to the greater wholes that we're all a part of. And it's about systemic change.
Weinberg says the concept known as regenerative capitalism is picking up momentum across the globe. Part of the conference goal is to test the new economic theory on a micro level in localized regions.
That was Brett McPherson reporting. The GOP health bill that is now in the Senate would be especially harmful to seniors and people with disabilities, according to a new report. Andrea Sears has more.
With the per capita cap on Medicaid spending that would be imposed under the American Health Care Act, states would be forced to make cuts. And according to Judy Solomon with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Home and Community-Based Services, or HCBS, which allows seniors and people with disabilities to get the care they need in their homes, would be at the top of the list.
Most HCBS are what Medicaid considers optional services. In other words, states don't have to provide them, in contrast to care in a nursing home, which is mandatory and states must provide.
The report says almost 3 million Americans participate in HCBS, and capping Medicaid could force many into much more expensive nursing home care. With nearly one in four Americans age 65 and older living with diabetes, some organizations are spreading a message of get fit, don't sit during Older Americans Month in May.
The American Diabetes Association and Passport Health Plan are providing seniors with information about how they can live the healthiest lives possible. Health educator with Passport Health Plan, Lisa Bellafato, says exercise is a key diabetes prevention tool, and any additional movement that can be incorporated into daily life is beneficial.
For example, if you are with a group of people and you're having a meeting, you get up and do like a walking meeting, or just that you're standing for part of the time. Or if you are going to the grocery store, can you park a little further away and walk a little bit more?
She says regular physical activity can help people lose weight and lower blood sugar, which can help prevent diabetes or delay its onset. Mary Sherman reporting.
I'm Eric Tegedoff for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.